In this bulletin, the federal government responds to the Sex Discrimination Commissioner's Respect at Work report. Australian regulators to review a possible link between the AstraZeneca COVID-19 vaccine and a rare blood clotting disorder. And in football, goalkeeper Lydia Williams becomes the Matildas' longest-serving player. With the latest SBS News, I'm Biwa Kwan. The federal government says it will adopt every recommendation in a report into workplace sexual harassment in part, in principle, or in full. Sex Discrimination Commissioner Kate Jenkins delivered her respected work report containing 55 recommendations to the government in January last year. The government has finally responded, saying a package of law reforms aimed at strengthening protections against sexual harassment in the workplace will be introduced to Parliament this year. Attorney General Michaelia Cash says among the legislative changes to be made are extending the Sex Discrimination Act to include judges and members of Parliament, and clarifying that sexually harassing someone is valid grounds for dismissal.
Sexual harassment, it is just unacceptable anywhere in society. Our response, the Roadmap for Respect, provides a clear path for action to achieve meaningful cultural change across the nation and to deliver safer workplaces for all Australians.
The federal government has asked Australia's medical and vaccine regulators to urgently review findings from the European Medicines Agency about a potential link between AstraZeneca's COVID-19 vaccine and rare blood clotting issues. The EMA reviewed dozens of cases that came mainly from Europe and the United Kingdom, where tens of millions of people have received the vaccine. It found most of the cases of clotting reported occurred in women under 60 within 2 weeks of vaccination, but based on the currently available evidence, it wasn't able to identify specific risk factors. Prime Minister Scott Morrison says there's nothing to suggest at this stage that any changes will be made to Australia's vaccine program in response.
We've got the best people in the world looking at these issues to give us the medical expert advice. Our government has always approached this pandemic and all health issues to be led by medical expert evidence and advice, and we'll be taking that today and the decisions will follow from that.
Victoria's hotel quarantine program has resumed, with the first international flight in almost 2 months touching down in the state early this morning. More than 100 returned travellers are expected to arrive at Melbourne Airport throughout the day, aboard flights from Colombo, Doha, Dubai and Singapore. They'll be taken to the Holiday Inn at Melbourne Airport and the Intercontinental on Collins Street to complete their 14 days of mandatory quarantine. The hotel quarantine program was overhauled in December after a judicial inquiry, with further reviews conducted by Deputy Chief Health Officer Alan Cheng and Safer Care Victoria following another leak in February. Health officials in New Zealand say they believe the risk of community transmission of COVID-19 is low after a 24-year-old unvaccinated border worker tested positive for the virus. Contact tracers say a close contact, a work colleague who has been vaccinated, is being tested and is in self-isolation at home. Director General of Health Dr. Ashley Bloomfield says the list of exposure sites is limited as the case lives alone and travelled to work in a private vehicle over the Easter period.
So Auckland Regional Public Health officials have this morning carried out the scoping interviews with the case to determine any potential locations of interest. And at this stage, there are none to report. The case worked over Easter and appears to have worked night shifts over the Easter period and was not at work yesterday and did not visit anyone yesterday.
And to sport in football, Matildas goalkeeper Lydia Williams is marking her 16th year with the national team, becoming the longest-serving women's player. The Indigenous football star earned her first call-up for national duty as a 17-year-old in 2005. With upcoming matches against Germany and the Netherlands, the veteran says Australia has an advantage over both opponents, despite setbacks caused by the pandemic.
Obviously, we've done a lot of Zoom sessions and caught up online, but to be here in person and learn more about each other and Tony, the new coach, and how he wants to play, I think has been really valuable. So, yeah, we're trying to soak in as much as we can. Obviously, we don't have much time together, and I think it's just more the advantage that we have is that we've known each other for such a long time and played together.
And now for a look at today's weather. Perth, partly cloudy, 27. Adelaide, similar conditions, 31. Melbourne, mostly sunny, 29. Hobart, showers developing, 23. Canberra, mostly sunny, 25. Wollongong, shower or two, 24. Sydney, much the same, 26. Newcastle, showers, 25. Brisbane, partly cloudy, 29. Cairns, similar conditions, 32. And Darwin, partly cloudy as well, 33. This is SBS News.